talking to Scott DeWalt of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Scott, I know one of the issues that you and a couple of other groups were really working hard on much of the session has finally come to full fruition. It's made it through the legislature, signed into law by the governor, Senate Bill 530. Tell me about 530.
Senate Bill 530 is the Livestock Lien Holders Act. That's what we commonly refer to it as. Basically, the legislation ensures that a producer has a security interest in the livestock they sell until such time as the proceeds from that sale clear their respective banks. So you can go ahead and deliver livestock as we typically do. You have a sale, you deliver the livestock, or somebody comes and picks them up, then you get a check. You'd have a security interest if that check were to bounce. This is a result of what happened with Eastern Livestock's bankruptcy.
Why do you think this is important to our cattle producers, Scott?
Well, you know, the normal course of business is we're moving very, very quickly. The idea that we're moving cattle in and out at a rapid pace, we need to have some protection for our producer members so they can continue to operate at the speed of commerce and not have to wait for delivery and such until the check clears, but still have a security interest once they deliver those cattle in case something bad happens. You know, the Eastern Livestock thing, Ron, is the exception and not the rule, thank goodness, but this will protect those producers should something like this happen in the future.
At this point, obviously, this is something that will obviously fix something in the future. Does not help our folks that were caught by Eastern, though.
No, unfortunately, it doesn't do anything about the $130 million Eastern hot checks that have been issued. And the other thing, unfortunately, it doesn't do anything on a national level. Basically, this will be Oklahoma law. We're encouraging producers who do business with those out of the state of Oklahoma to add to their contracts language that says the laws of the state of Oklahoma shall apply. That will help them some. We're also having discussions right now with Congressman Lucas's office about trying to incorporate this language either into the Farm Bill or into some other legislation on the federal level to make this the law of the land.
Executive Director of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, Scott DeWald. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.